Hello guys, welcome to another episode on Yinka's Meals. Yay! And welcome to March. Like, it's my best month, so I'm super duper 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 happy. And since you'll be listening to this voice note on a Sunday, which is March 8th, happy International Women's Day to all my female listeners. We are strong, we are capable, you know, I believe so much in women, not because it's my gender, but because because it's my gender but because it's also our time, you know. I believe that, you know, as we celebrate this International Women's Day all over the world, my charge would be that just go and do the impossible, break the glass ceilings, you know. Do those things the world think you cannot do. Let's just, you know, do the impossible. More importantly, even as we break glass ceilings, even as we forge forward, you know, and do things we feel we cannot do, let's not forget to also open the door for those coming, you know, behind us. Let's not get to that place and shut the door and say, yes, we finally got in there. No, but that we should be able to reach out and bring someone in. Yeah. So, happy International Women's Day to all my female listeners. And welcome to my birth month. My birthday is March 29th. So, let the countdown begin. Yeah. So, how's your week been? Yeah. I really was not considering recording a podcast, you know, for this week because I had a long weekend. I had a long week, rather, and even a long weekend. And just thinking, okay, maybe I should just rest or recuperate, and you know. But I'm like, yeah, let me just do this podcast for you guys, because I'm sure I have listeners who are waiting, like, okay, a new episode is coming out today. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Yinka's Meals. I hope your week has been good. I hope we made the money. I hope we secured the bag. So today, I just want to talk about my relationship with my mom. I'm doing this because my mom's birthday is like a Monday, March 9. So this is like a happy birthday to mama. Yeah. And I just want to, like, you know, talk about those things that make us special. Every mom's day, everybody write nice things about their mom. We talk about how incredible they are, and you know, and all that. But the relationship with my mom is very unique because, I don't know when we started becoming friends. We should have become friends, yeah. But for me, one of the things I find quite interesting, you know, about my relationship with my mom is that I'm able to have discussions about feminism, about gender equality, about gender equity with her. I'm able to have conversations around entitlement because, you know, we grew up in a culture of entitlement. If you're familiar with the African culture, or if you're familiar with the Nigerian culture, basically, there's just a sense of entitlement that every person has, whether as a parent to the child, or as an auntie to a nephew or a niece. You just feel, and when I say nephew, nieces, I don't mean baby nephew, nieces. I mean nephew or nieces who are grown, you know, grown adults and are doing things for themselves. There's this sense of entitlement that, you know, the extended family has over the nuclear family, you know, just this chain. And I'm glad I can have this conversation with my mom. It's very, very important to me, particularly because, you know, they grew up in a society, or in a time rather, where women didn't have this voice. And, you know, but I'm very glad that we can have these conversations. We can't just, you know, just talk. We actually banter and rub minds. I remember last year when I did the podcast episode about, you know, there was a trending topic on social media at that time, and people were talking about, you know, should my parents have a retirement plan, or should I be their backup plan? And I remember before I went on to record that episode, I had the conversation with her because I wanted to see, you know, your point of view, and it was quite an interesting topic. So yeah, you know, the fact that I can have this kind of conversation with my mom, I'm grateful for that. The fact that, you know, she has made me the kind of person I am. So basically, today's podcast is just like an ode to my mom. Birthday is on Monday, so this is like a semi-birthday gift, yeah. Yeah, just the fact that we can actually do all that and just have conversations around challenging topics. I think another thing that that helps me, you know, most times she'll be like, oh, Yinka, don't wear that, don't do this, don't do that. In fact, I'm like, why? But just the fact that I can have these conversations through her, I've been able to grow to the point where I know that this is that these are the things I want for myself. And not because she made bad choices, no, you know, but because I just feel that, oh, I want to tow a different path. And my mom has been able to show me that way, like, give me wings to know that, yes, you might not want to choose my path, but even if it's your path that you want to choose, you know, I'll be there. I might not 100% support it, but, you know, I might not 100% understand what you're doing, but I'll be there for you. Yeah. So, I know this is not like a Mother's Day post. It's just like an ode to my mom, just to talk about, you know, the things I'm grateful for, even as she clocks a new year, and even as we also celebrate, you know, the International Women's Day, you know, everything just, you know, comes in together. And I'm very, very grateful the fact that, you know, the world is gradually changing and seeing the importance of women. When we look back at you know, some years back, centuries back, we see how the world has relegated the woman to the kitchen or to the bedroom, and she had no two roles about it. And why there are still people in today's generation, you know, who still have that line of thought. I feel that one of the reasons why days like today, the International Women's Day, I'm saying today means like when you listen to the podcast, you know, it's very, very significant. It's because we have come a long way. When we look at times when women were not allowed to vote, when we looked at the times when women were not allowed to go to school, there was a time like that in Nigeria where women were not allowed to go to school. You know, it was the men that were allowed to go to school, and they did that because, you know, they believed that a woman's place ended in the kitchen. And I'm very, very glad because times are changing. You know, our mothers have been able to move forward to do significant things, you know, to pave the way for we who we didn't even know we were coming at that time. And now that we are here right now doing exploits, I believe that it's our responsibility, it's our role to also be able to do much more, you know, for the women coming behind us. You know, it's not just enough to break the glass ceiling or to put a dent, just like people say about Hillary Clinton, you know, when she ran for the presidential seat, and that, okay, yes, she might not have won, you know, but she was able to put a dent, you know, she was able to put a dent in the ceiling. But right now we see other women also, you know, coming up, you know, because they believe that if she can do this, then I can. And, you know, there's this popular adage that says, because of them, we can. So personally, as we just celebrate this International Women's Day, I'm grateful for women who went ahead of me. People that I did not know, people that I know, people like my mom, who have gone ahead of us to pave ways. You know, you just when we look back, I think we should just give ourselves a round of applause. We have definitely come a long way as women. We have come a long way. And one thing I would like to say as we celebrate this International Women's Day is that, you know, there's this conception, there's this line of thought that, oh, women don't like each other, women don't support each other. And while some people might believe it's true, I do not believe it is true. As much as we should try to call each other bullshit when somebody's doing wrong or when somebody's doing things that are not acceptable, as much as we do that, I believe that as we go into this, as we take the celebration, as we own it, and as we look forward to breaking more gender bias, as we look forward to having much more intellectual conversations that can eventually make room for us, make room for women coming behind us, I believe that we should also be able to support each other. This is not the time for us to see that, oh, because this is what they think, because this is what society perceives women to think, that, oh, they don't support each other, a woman is another enemy's enemy, and stuff like that. No, This time, we should lay all those negative things behind and let's come together and celebrate today. We have come a long way. There's still so much more to achieve, but at least we can say that, oh, it's been an awesome journey. To all the women who listen to my podcast, to everyone who has a woman in their life, happy International Women's Day and a beautiful happy birthday to my mom. Have a beautiful week ahead. Cheers. Bye.